As we prepare now to enter into a time of prayer, let me share with you just a few concerns and a joy that has come to our attention in the course of this past week. As we began worship today, Andrew called attention to the wonderful singers who have added to our worship services over the course of the past many weeks, and it is indeed a joy to have had them share their gifts with us. And we do have two concerns. Jean and Tom Beggs, we keep in our prayers. Jean's brother-in-law, Walter Detweiler, passed away on May 28th. We also keep in our prayers Edna McGinley. Her sister, Carol Danweber, passed away on June 1st. So we keep both Edna, Jean, and Tom in our prayers as they grieve. As we enter now into prayer, I know that we each bring to this time a multitude of concerns and joys. May we always be confident that God is listening. Join me in prayer. Great living God, like the psalmist, out of the depths we cry to you, eager for you to hear our voice. Our souls do wait for you, more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. Please be attentive to the sound and the voice of our prayers, even as we pray that you will help us be attentive to you. While the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel continues to grow closer and brighter, with a return to more familiar ways of living and being definitely within reach, there is still so much in our world that is broken. Senseless shootings continue to take the lives of innocent people. Power-hungry leaders run roughshod over the most vulnerable among us. Ceasefires are fragile. As decades of differences and disagreements fester, and civilians live in fear for their very lives, natural disasters leave people homeless and shaken to the core. And in a world of abundance, many still live with food insecurity, hunger and malnutrition being the only realities they know. God, we have our work cut out for us. No, we cannot fix everything that is broken, but that does not excuse us from doing what we can, where we are, to make life better for those who are within our reach. May we choose to make decisions that focus on more than our own desires and needs. And may we work tirelessly for justice and equality in a world where the playing field is still far from level. Loving God, we pray for those who are near and dear to us, for family members and friends dealing with health concerns, some undergoing treatments, others in the hospital, still others living with chronic pain and daily challenges. May we be compassionate, thoughtful, and caring as we go about our lives each day, very aware that everyone we meet is carrying burdens we know nothing about. We pray for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, thinking especially today of Edna and of Jean and Tom, who have lost family members in recent days. Be a source of comfort to them as they mourn and remember. We pray for all those whose school years are drawing to a close, preparing to graduate or simply looking forward to the welcome change of pace summer offers. Guide each of us in the days ahead, especially here at St. John's as we eagerly anticipate being physically together in worship next Sunday for the first time since March of 2020. As we prepare for that day, and anticipate your presence among us in ways that are compellingly real, may we always remember that you have called us into community to be our sisters and brothers' keepers, to be concerned not just for our own well-being, but for the well-being of all. May that awareness be reflected in what we do and say, in the way we live and move and have our being every single day of our lives. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
As you go from this time of worship into whatever it is that this day holds, may you know that God will hold you in the midst of it. May you know that the peace of Christ is within you and around you, and that the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you this day and every day. Amen.